On yesterday's program, Dune Pauly, agronomy research scientist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, talked about what can be learned from analyzing soil test results. Pauly says he hears from producers who are concerned about nitrogen loss, adding producers need to consider their risk.
If fertilizer was cheap in the fall, and if you're in an area where you don't typically have saturated conditions in the spring, your loss potential is fairly low for that happening over the winter. And in the spring, you know, if you're banding ahead of time still, and that's your normal practice, your loss potential is relatively low. We seldom have the conditions in a lot of the province where we have saturated soils after a spring fertilization event. It does happen some years, but it doesn't happen all the time. A lot of the cases, because of our climate, we're not in a high risk for nitrogen losses every year. We do get those conditions from time to time, but not every year. So whether your system is designed to, you know, a two-pass where you're going out and putting down nitrogen ahead of time, and whether it's urea or anhydrous, or if you're set up to do it all in one pass, there's not a lot of loss difference between those systems. As long as the soil is sealing up behind your application equipment, as long as your one-pass system is giving you that seed-soil separation that it's designed to, the system should work very comparably. If you don't want to be handling a huge amount of dry fertilizer during the seeding operation just to, you know, to get things seeded, you know, you can design a system where you're surface applying a little bit of nitrogen or a portion of that nitrogen early in the growing season and have it work very well. So the timing is not a real critical issue. It is an issue, and you want that nitrogen available there in the root zone for the crop to take it up when it needs it. In our area, our crops are short season crops, and they are racing to complete their life in the limited climate that we have. So that nitrogen uptake is early. So as long as it's there early, and by early I mean by, oh, probably by mid-June in most of the province, so as long as it's in the root zone available to the crop, by that staging, you can do a lot of different application strategies.
Tomorrow, Pauly discusses potassium, sulfur, and phosphate levels for spring fertilizer needs.